From KETR News, this is Tomorrow's Water Today, a weekly look at issues affecting the present and future water resources of Northeast Texas. I'm Mark Haslett. It's going to be a busy week for the Marvin Nichols Reservoir proposal. The Texas Water Development Board is in the process of resolving a conflict between two regional planning groups over the idea. The Northeast Texas group doesn't want there to be a new 70,000-acre lake along the Sulphur River north of Mount Pleasant. The North Texas group is in favor of the proposal. That North Texas group is meeting today in Grand Prairie. It's not a public forum on Marvin Nichols. It's a regularly scheduled planning meeting, but it's open to the public, and Marvin Nichols will surely be part of today's discussions. Meanwhile, down in Austin, the Texas Water Development Board is expected to make an announcement on the topic. Understanding the nature of the announcement requires knowing a little bit about how the agency is governed. The name of the agency is slightly confusing because it's a governmental entity with a three-person governing board. So, the board has a board. This three-person body will be the group that will decide whether the Marvin Nichols Reservoir goes into the state water plan. The agency also has an executive administrator who manages the daily functioning of the agency. His name's Kevin Pattison. Recently, Pattison issued a preliminary recommendation to the board in favor of the Marvin Nichols Reservoir. Following that preliminary recommendation, the agency opened a public commentary period. That included two public forums on the issue, one in Mount Pleasant and one in Arlington. The public comment period closed at the end of April. Early this week, either today or tomorrow, Pattison is expected to release his final recommendation to the three-person board. After that, the board will have to make its final decision. The board has no timeline for doing so. However, an agency spokesperson has said that it's likely the board will publish its decision during the latter part of this summer. Walt Sears is an administrator with the Northeast Texas Municipal Water District, which is headquartered in Hughes Springs, just east of Dangerfield. His organization has no official stance on the Marvin Nichols Reservoir proposal. He notes that with the decision having moved down to Austin, it's worth noting that in Austin, historically, the mood has been in favor of the project.
And I do need to say that in 2007, in Senate Bill 3, the Texas legislature designated the site Marvin Nichols as a unique reservoir site and afforded it protections to try to preserve the possibility of a lake at a future time. Those protections expire on September the 1st of 2015 unless the things that are required in the statutes are satisfied. What I wanted to make sure it was clear is whether or not this reservoir stays in the planning step is primarily a choice now by a state agency. And in the past, the state leaders have been expressing a preference for inclusion of the lake as a possibility.
You can keep up with this week's events by staying tuned to KETR and checking online at ketr.org. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.